Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
One of the biggest blocks in life and spirituality and just success, overall confidence, is the question, am I doing this right? Now, of course, some things do technically have a right way and a wrong way of doing them, but in terms of like spiritual concepts like meditation, yoga, visualization, manifestation, certain things are really for you, like it's your practice. And so if you're constantly thinking to yourself like, okay, I'm gonna meditate, and then you're meditating, you're like, am I doing this right? What should I be thinking? What should I be doing? That defeats the purpose. The whole point is to look inward and find a practice that works for you. So when you have an intention, align your actions in whatever way that you think is right. Your way is the right way. Because remember, the way I do something may not work for you. And the way you do something may not work for me. So of course, educate yourself, learn, be around people that are already successful at that thing, and then observe how they do it. But take only what you feel is right. You don't have to go all the way. You don't have to copy what someone else is doing. You can just be yourself and do it in your own way and get the benefits that you want to get from it. Like even with meditation, there's so many different purposes of meditation. Maybe you're just trying to be mindful and relax. Maybe you're trying to calm down your anxious thoughts. Maybe you're trying to manifest. Maybe you're trying to speak to God. Maybe you're trying to heal your body. Like there's so many different purposes. So how can you just say, oh, there's a right way and there's a wrong way? No, there isn't. Any way that you want to do it, any way that you feel like it's giving you the results that you want, that's the right way. And so what you need to do is take a few deep breaths, just breathe, completely relax your body right now, and ask yourself, what do I think? What do I think is the right way to do this? And you will have your answer. Okay, you have your purpose, you have your intention. It's okay to learn from others and take notes and change your practice, but only from a place of growth, not from a place of insecurity. You're not doing anything wrong, okay? Same thing with manifesting. There's a million different manifesting techniques, which I talk to you on my channel a lot because I love manifestation, but there's so many different ways to do it, and there's so many different techniques to do it. And there'll be certain methods that if that method was the only way, then how come any other method also works? Because there is no one way. All these tools are here to help get you in a certain state of mind. So as long as you're able to get to the state of mind that you want to get to, it really doesn't matter how you do something. It really doesn't matter. And the more you get stuck on, am I doing this right? Am I doing this right? That's what's messing you up. That's what's holding you back from actually getting those results, because you're too busy questioning. So assume that the way that you're doing it is the right way and see what results come out of that. And then change your methods as you want to change your intention, as you want to change your results. But just go with whatever it is that you feel like doing. Stop questioning yourself. Stop doubting yourself. You just showing up and trying, that is enough. That is already a success within itself. That is the energy of effort and trying and manifesting whatever it is that you want. But you need to detach from that comparison and saying, am I doing this right? Am I doing this right? Because it really doesn't matter. There is no right or wrong way of doing it. There is your way. So never doubt yourself unless you have a real basis for doubting yourself. And therefore, if you're not getting the results you want, then yes, ask questions, ask for advice, look into what other things you could do, look into what you could be doing wrong. But if you're getting the results that you want, then stick with it. And if you're not sure if you're getting the results you want, it's probably because you're still in that phase of like questioning if you're doing the right thing. So you're not really even fully committed to what you're currently doing. So like when I was first getting into meditation and into visualizing and manifestation, I was so confused. Like I did not know what was the right way, what was the wrong way. And that, I feel like that held me back for so long, because instead of going all into the way that I was doing it a certain type of way, and then I was questioning myself the whole time. So that kind of shaky energy is just gonna basically like discredit everything that you're actually doing. So whatever you choose to do, commit to it, give it your all, and don't doubt yourself, and then see what results you create. Okay, if you have any experiences with this or any times where this has happened in your life, I'd love to hear it. Let me know in the comments below. But with that being said, I hope you enjoyed this video. Remember, your way is the right way. Stop questioning yourself. You have what it takes, and you have the ability to figure out for yourself what is the right way. You don't need to constantly seek validation and approval from others. You don't need to constantly see, oh, is everyone doing it the way I'm doing it? No, it doesn't matter. No one has to do it the way you're doing it, as long as it's working for you. I love you, babe, and I'll see you in the next video. Bye. Mwah.